Hi everyone. Alas, it's the COVID shutdown microphone again. Hi, this is Steve Nerlich, and this is Implausible Engineering, Episode 4, Evolving into Robots. As we like to point out on Cheap Astronomy, us humans, like the dinosaurs and the trilobites and the blue-green algae, are just steps in a meandering evolutionary pathway to nowhere particular. It's not like the blue-green algae, trilobites or dinosaurs ever aspired to be something better, it's just that some individuals with certain traits were more successful than others, so they had more progeny, and so on. Humans might seem to have disrupted that process in rejecting the survival of the fittest paradigm and instead cooperating towards common goals, including helping those less fit to survive and reproduce. Such behavior is also found in other species, but we've taken it to an extreme through the application of technology. For example, producing insulin for diabetics. So is evolution finished then? Well, maybe we are moving beyond survival of the fittest, but evolution is still clearly apparent in our technology, and maybe that's where the next step lies. Still, we will need quite a few steps towards a self-replicating population of robots, and most of those steps will still require humans to facilitate them. So we are more likely to aid the rise of the robots than for them to take over. If Skynet did become self-aware at this point in history, it would also become aware that the infrastructure just wasn't there to start producing an army of sociopathic robots bent on the destruction of humanity, and so Skynet would just lay low and wait for a better opportunity. Indeed, self-awareness may not be all it's cracked up to be. There are plenty of organisms on our planet that will eat, reproduce, evade destruction, and defend themselves without ever contemplating their purpose in life. Indeed, for all our philosophizing about free will, we all carry a lot of genetic pre-programming that both guides and constrains what we do. But for our evolutionary future to be the development of robots capable of self-replication, and of spreading out across the universe, those robots will have to want to do it. Humans are driven by a desire to show off, to raise their social standing, to accumulate worldly goods, and even to sometimes do good deeds and discover new things. But if we're brutally honest with ourselves, all that is mostly about gaining rushes of dopamine, which we receive as rewards for fulfilling genetically programmed tasks that relate to our survival and reproduction, even though we've now socially constructed all that into a belief that working hard and raising a family will give you a deep sense of fulfillment. So, while we may be able to program robots to remain fully operational through regular recharging and self-repair, motivating those robots to excel at such tasks is another thing altogether. For life on Earth, such striving is partly about competition for resources, but it's also about having an intrinsic desire to compete in the first place. So, a prosperous, self-perpetuating robot species may need some kind of intrinsic reward system so that they not only fulfill predefined tasks, but they really, really want to fulfill those tasks and do those tasks better and faster than the other robots can, which will also mean robots striving to manufacture better copies of themselves. Once you achieve that, you not only have a population of self-replicating robots, but a population of evolving robots. So, what might our robot descendants look like? Some robots we have now are humanoid, but most of them aren't. Think Mars rovers, self-driving cars, and assembly line robots, just for example. Most humanoid robots we do have are either novelties, or they're built to use equipment that's also been designed for use by humans. The human form just isn't as efficient as we'd like to think. After all, it is the result of iterative compromises made over millions of years in response to a changing environment, so that the latest version of a hominid is a tree climber that became a biped so that it could use its hands for other things. Of course, human hands are great for versatility, but that's mostly a case of being a jack of all trades and master of none. Assembly plant robots, designed for just one highly dexterous task, will manage that task much better than a human could, even though the human could do 100 other things that the assembly plant bot couldn't. Humans are also quite good at long-distance running, at least some of us are, but against a self-driving car with a full tank or battery, forget about it. So, our robotic descendants aren't likely to look much like us at all. They'll be designed to best fulfill whatever roles they're designed to do. Indeed, it's likely that members of a spacefaring species of robots won't be the crew of spaceships, they'll be the spaceships.